Proclamation number 9016, dated the July 16th, 1965.
Time estimation not possible for people.
I will always avoid allowing you to feel abandoned by me, for you shall turn to me with all your needs and cares, and you'll always receive an answer, because I know what troubles you, and I am always willing to take them from you if you trustingly hand them over to me. You need not worry in the slightest, for I will think on your behalf. I know what bothers you and what questions come to your mind. Infinitely long periods have passed during which people already inhabited the earth, for the estimation of time you deduce from the Book of the Fathers is only warranted insofar as it shows the respective spiritual state of the people at the time. But that humanity inhabited the earth for an extremely long time already, that only those happenings were recorded for their orientation which were of significance for humanity's development, but that it is no longer possible to determine the duration of these times, you would never come to the right conclusion. However, this much is certain, that although many earthly periods have passed by already, the human being is still the same creation today that he was then, that he was able to use his intellect from the start, and that he was always troubled by the same problems which still bother people today, as far as they concern the reason and purpose of their existence. For the gift to contemplate such things was given by me to people from the start. Even in those days people discovered signs of prehistoric creatures already, although they did not acknowledge them as their own kind, since they differed considerably, and the first people knew that people like themselves had not existed before them, for they recognized themselves as a new creation. They knew that their existence had started an act of creation which had not happened before. They knew that they were able to talk to each other, and that it was possible for every created human being to communicate with his fellow human beings. Besides, prehistoric beings were not known to them, nor did they know all the prehistoric creations they had to pass through themselves before they were allowed to embody themselves as human beings. Yet at no time have pre-Adamites lived together with people on earth, because they became extinct before people appeared on earth. Coexistence could never have taken place because it did not correspond to my plan of eternity, which could not have created something imperfect at a time when the perfect human being should prove himself as the crowning glory of creation. For the human being was unconscious of all prehistoric creations. He did not know his long process through the works of creation on earth, and thus as a new creation he had to be perfect and capable of receiving a soul, because the human being started a completely new path on earth with the goal of final unification with me. The fact that the human being, due to his own fault, failed to reach this final union is not related to the process through the previous stages. For every soul which is permitted to embody itself as a human being one day has also reached the degree of maturity which allows for such an embodiment. But it is impossible for people to establish the precise duration of humanity's existence on earth, nor will they receive clarifications in that respect, because it is irrelevant how long people have lived on earth already. And by the same token it cannot be established when those prehistoric people lived. However, it is certain that they preceded the human being, that ages ago they dwelled everywhere as a creation which likewise served the maturing of innumerable tiny particles of soul, and thus they also contributed towards the higher development of these tiny particles which subsequently were allowed to embody themselves in a human being again. You humans can no longer establish it timing-wise, nor will it be possible for you. You can estimate an approximate period but will never know as to whether it is correct, for every single human being's lifespan is limited. My creation, however, has existed for eternities, which will indeed remain eternities for you until you reach the light one day. Then you will know that even the concept of eternity is but a fleeting moment for me. Amen.